others? Because had heard and read about it actually being the Maya.
5, 4, 3.
And if you want to hear more about it.
I'm Elsa Levasseur, and I'm a sustaining member, and I give monthly on the internet. It's so easy to listen to WGXC Accra.
Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC. When? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. What? Streaming online at WGXC.org. What? Tune in for a genre shakedown, all kinds of choice cuts of wax for you and yours to listen to. Dig it.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up series conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Saugerties, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org. That's upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Portia of Catchville, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hello and welcome.
Hello.
Welcome
to Dim the Rock and Roll Lights.
At the Love Motel.
I forgot we're doing that one as well.
Yeah. It was like Rock and Dim.
Rock
the
and Dim the
is
motel
what I was thinking of.
The ultimate WGXC crossover episode.
A triple.
Triple.
So that's still just a crossover. Three crossing?
Yeah, but it's a triple play, I would argue.
A triple play.
Yeah, it's a triple play. Yeah. Are there any TV shows that have ever done that?
Wow, really good question. Mm-hmm. Good question.
Yeah.
I mean, we got Flintstones, Jetsons, X-Files, Cops, but...
But no, they would need a third. It would need Flintstones, Jetsons, and then...
I know, we got a lot of
Wacky Racers.
Yes! Exactly.
Should we all, like, introduce ourselves?
Yeah, should we do separate intros for our separate shows really quick?
Cute.
Like, should we do what we would do if this was just us?
Yeah, just yeah, why not?
Let's do it.
Also, not to start right in with the notes, but like the in-between silence to me right now is deafening.
No, I think that's normal. You
that's
and
fine.
I have a
we just always have
problem
music
with that.
Okay, yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. It's
okay.
It's not a. It's
I'm good.
A, it's
we
normal.
Keep going.
Yeah. We're not good at that.
That's what
it's like for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just have just have talking on our show, so there's often silence.
You're not feeling that the like the gravity of that millisecond between us saying words. That's just
Peter and I cannot let a moment lie. Like, we cannot let it happen.
No, Jenny and I have multiple thoughtful pauses,
thoughtful silence.
We're learning a lot. Maybe that's the point of this episode, is we're learning a lot from each other.
Totally. I know, we have to start filling our space.
I hope they learn something from us, because so far we're only learning from them.
Like, I'm just like the Love Motel, this episode's partially scripted, so we're gonna have plenty of stuff to fill.
True. That actually is where the Love Motel comes in.
Exactly, that's the whole idea.
Very cute.
So good.
Okay, so you guys do your show intro so people know who you are.
Welcome to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda. I'm Amanda.
I'm Jenny.
And we're a twice a month radio movie talk show here on WGXC 90.7 FM. Yeah,
that's
every
what we do.
Second and fourth Tuesday of the month from 7 to 8 p.m.
Yep.
We plug your show a lot and we forget if it's second and fourth or first and third, and we always kind of just go, it's
DJ
Pat
on Tuesdays. Don't worry about it. I mean, the Tuesdays change based on the calendar. It's
and
very confusing.
We've often learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
Peter and I were at an event once, famously, on like a fifth Yes. Wednesday.
No, it was the first Wednesday after a fifth.
It was the first Wednesday. Yes. Last week. Yeah. We were like, we have nothing to do. And we both get a text and we like scan like, the crowd and our eyes lock and we're like, we're supposed to be live on air right now.
I was with you. I think we were both with you.
Yeah. Because listen, it was an awesome event. We weren't going to miss it.
We were having a really nice time.
Yeah. It may have been the first time we were outside in a long time.
Yes, it was. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Peak Pandy.
Welcome to Rock and Roll Radio Show, a show where we pick a year at random and then play the hits that ruled the radio
and the songs that the radio forgot.
Yeah. I'm your host Anya,
and I'm Peter,
and that's usually where it goes off the rails from there. Yeah,
that's if we get that.
Stunning.
We're lucky if we get that. And in fact, last night we didn't get it.
No, we did it because you guys are right.
I mean, you heard the built-in pauses already in our intro.
That's what I'm talking about.
Not even a his words were right up on mine.
I'm not waiting.
That's so tight. The little gears in my head are working so hard to just remember a thing that I say.
Absolutely.
No matter what, twice a month.
Pete, I feel like you need to be closer to the mic.
I was trying to.
You're doing cool guy lean. No, I think you sound good.
You're good. Yeah, look at that needle. That needle's hitting.
Do you want to do?
Oh my god.
Love Mental?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
How do you do it from memory? Usually, yeah.
We say it different every time.
I know.
We're like, welcome to the Love Motel, your once a month stop on love's winding highway.
Yeah, exactly.
Where we for
do
love
the
advice,
voice, though. Do the voice.
For love advice, love songs, and the greatest love songs ever heard. Here, again, it is scripted.
Yes. I know it is a scripted show, and I'm not good at improv.
Yeah,
there was a brief moment where we were like, you know what, we got this. Yeah. We're gonna do it live from here on out.
Let's do it live.
We can just off the cuff,
and we could not.
No,
which is it really is a character, and we have to kind of get into the character.
Yeah.
And it's not
Donna and Honey have to be there.
It's a part of me, but it is not me ultimately.
Exactly.
You don't go onto the stage to play like Macbeth and be like, I'm just gonna wing it.
That's right.
It's written down.
And our script, much like Shakespeare's,
same gravity.
Also, we're like,
for sure,
over Zoom, you know. I feel like if we did it more than once a month in real life, I could like
eyeball
get,
to eyeball,
you know.
Eyeball to eyeball. We were too in lockstep in person last night. It felt like in some moments where it was like we got used to like this like millisecond delay Zoom, and actually like being in a room with a person felt very strange.
It's like, I wish you would go.
He kind of wanted me to be not here.
Of course. That's not true.
Okay, wait, we should really quickly, because we don't have a lot of time to get through.
Yeah,
it's very
true.
Show.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to rush us.
Tell them all about the crossover episode.
So here's
what
the crossover episode is. It is, we have a movie show, we have a music show, we're doing music at the movies.
Mm-hmm. So true.
We've each written a fake scene from a movie. We've shared it with each other. And we're all going to pick what song we think would be on the set with the needle drop, as they say.
Absolutely.
That goes with 100%. With that scene. And then we can kind of discuss what works, what didn't.
Exactly. Yeah. And I want to hear the writers of all the scenes read them.
Yes,
obviously.
Of course.
You think that?
Yes, I think so.
I guess that makes sense. I was thinking it'd be nice to hear it.
Oh.
But we can do that. Let's slide it all down one.
Up to you. I also think there is probably a thing like the person who's reading it, there's some inflection they know maybe.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you think? You're in the biz.
Yeah.
I am here. I'm away from my temporary business sabbatical trip
to
Los Angeles where they do make movies.
So true.
So I guess if I were to weigh in, I really don't know. I feel like everyone should read their own.
Okay.
I think everyone should. Because I want to hear you say this line.
Yeah.
I want to hear you say this line.
Yeah.
Sorry, Peter.
No, it's good.
Overruled.
No.
This is how it happens. This is how it happens.
Next time.
This is how the magic happens.
This is the rubes.
Decisions, baby.
Once this goes incredibly well, when we do this again, then we will slide them all one person to the right.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or higher actors.
Yes.
Already.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Hire somebody to read them?
Yeah, hire actors, bro.
Or cast them on air.
Oh,
really good.
That's a really good idea.
Oh, my God.
Wow, another level.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Who would like to go first?
I think you should go first because we all read your prompt first.
Yeah.
And it is so excellent.
Let me just deal you a little silent moments here on the radio between words while I pull it up.
And that's okay.
Peaceful.
I'm going to pull up the song that I chose because then while that's playing, you guys can tell me what song you queue up next.
All right,
amazing.
Great. So. It's your freshman year in high school, and it's more cutthroat than you could have ever imagined. You're not a jock, you're not a burnout, you're not a band geek, You have no idea where you fit into the food chain in this hellhole. But it's Saturday night. Your parents are out of town for a whole week. And your older brother, who was supposed to stick around to be your babysitter, just said, "See you never, butt munch," before slamming the front door and walking out into the dark evening that settled over the suburban neighborhood you begrudgingly, with a roll of your eyes, call home. So you invited your few friends over for a small party, some games, maybe a couple of your dad's beers. Trouble is, someone at school overheard your invitation when they passed by you guys huddling at your locker. And specifically, what they overheard was party and beers and your address. Now, it's 11 p.m. Your parents' house is packed like a sardine can with kids from every social stereotype of the cafeteria. Someone brought a keg, and then someone brought another. So far, there's just a couple spills on the carpet. Nothing you can't clean up or hide from mom and dad. But then someone heads over to the sound system and puts this song on. The place goes ape. Someone's swinging on the chandelier, cheerleaders are dancing on the dining room table, and you hear something shatter in the other room. You're dead meat. But damn, this party is gonna be legendary. Party people in the place to be. It's about that time.
Related enough. over from broke to having focus. My price range is over. Now I'm knocking like Jehovah. Let me in. Let me in. Bill Gates, Donald Trump. Let me in. Spin. I got money to lend my friends. Now we in. Candy bands, can wooden tears. Now I win. Woo. And lesbian tears. Now I sin. Through the pen.
Bang. crazy. So I want you to ever think about rock a microphone like that there, boy, we still stay free. Big things happen every time we meet, like a track team crashing down the geek. Outcasts rumping up and down the street, slam back Cadillac by 5-8-75 MCs freestyling to the beat, cause we get drunk, stay drunk at the club. Should've bought an ounce, but you caught the dub. Should've held back, but you told the punch. Supposed to meet you good, but you packed the lunch. No D to the U to the G for you. Got a son on the way by the name of Bamboo. Got a little baby girl, 4 year Jordan. Never turn my back on my kids for them. Should've hit it, quit it, rag top. Before you eat up, get a laptop. Make a bending for yourself, boy, set some goals. Make a fat dime out of dusty coal. Record number 4, but we on the roll. Hold up, slow up, stop, control. Like Janet, planet, stake on the Azonia. Moving like floor, coming straight to Florida. Lock all your windows and block the quarters. Put it up on bail, cause the women's in order. Like a 3-piece bitch, before I cut your daughter. Your kettle talk on bail, then I hit the border. Pity pat rapper trying to get the vibe. I'm a microphone fiend trying to stay alive. When you come to ATL, boy, you bet not high. Cause the Dungeon Family gon' ride. Ha, ha.
We're
some back. Party.
I mean, it's a really good party.
A really good party.
Mom and Dad are going to be pissed.
They're going to be so mad. I've destroyed this house down to the studs.
Yeah.
I want this experience for us now.
So bad.
Like, we couldn't go to the WGXC studio when we wanted to.
I never had it.
Also, we talked about this off air, but Amanda sent us that prompt, which was incredible. We all loved it. Mm-hmm. Then sent us a follow-up. You can choose the decade. Yeah. After having said after having written into the script, see you never butt munch.
Yeah.
Which, like, if I was a music supervisor and I chose any decade, I would be doing my job wrong.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, we did early 2000s almost everybody.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
really feels more 90s. But it's kind of an old... You have that older brother's kind of stuck in the
90s.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe he's, like, college-age brother.
Yeah, totally.
But... Yeah, I realized that after saying you can choose any decade is like
no, it was
the,
really
the
you were trying to be but you were trying like, to be generous.
Yeah. A discussion I was having last night is like even the best dance songs from like 70s, 80s, early 90s still just don't go nearly as hard
for real
as yeah. any. Anything else we got later?
Yeah, for real.
Anything that really makes me want to destroy a house.
Hip hop's kind of a different thing.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, we unfortunately have to keep it moving because we have so many good things to get to. Jenny, I believe you're next.
All right.
So excited.
I'm ready. You're driving home late at night from a friend's house when your old car starts to make a weird whining noise. You roll to a stop. It's dark, but in the glow of your headlights, you see smoke starting to pour out from under the hood. The light tapping of rain on the windshield you've been idly enjoying all evening starts to get louder and louder, and soon you find yourself, of course, broken down on the side of the road in a torrential downpour. Still miles from home, you wrap your coat around yourself and make a run for the nearest building, a house down the hill that seems to have its lights on. Dripping wet, you sprint to the door, shivering as you make it under the grand beams of the front porch. Although it's late, you ring the doorbell and hope that whoever's inside will let you use their phone to call for a ride or, at the very least, a tow truck. No one answers for a few minutes, so you impulsively try the doorknob, and to your surprise, the door nearly springs open, as though it was waiting for you. You tentatively poke your head inside, peering into the warm, happy light of the foyer. Just beyond the entrance lies a grand staircase, and you look up as you sense movement at the top of the stairs, rain still dripping from your wet hair into your eyes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Silhouetted on the landing is the shape of the most gorgeous person you've ever seen. As they begin to descend towards you, this song starts to play. You're not sure if you should be afraid or not, but in this moment, you're frozen on the doorstep, waiting anxiously as they come into clearer view.
wanted to stay and investigate, take a look around. It was almost like a hospital with nice polished floors. Everyone busy going nowhere in the place called the Green Door. There were scientists, experiments, shooting rockets that got nowhere. Soldiers on the battlefields, bombers in the air. Thought to myself, this must be hell, nothing but despair. Grab my hand, I remember you said, we gotta find a way out of here. So watch out for the Green Door, it may lead where you don't belong. Have your name written in heaven and your reservation confirmed. So watch out for the Green Door, it may lead where you don't belong. Have your name written in heaven and your reservation confirmed. No truth there, you didn't know what to believe. No hope for any change, there was no relief. The spirit world must be another dimension somewhere. This was an extension of the hell of their lives here. Each one continued his own little private hell.
Ooh, wow, wow, wow.
And for the wicked.
Oh, you got this?
Yep.
Yeah. Hello. Oh, we're back. We're back.
We're back.
Whoa.
We're so back.
That was
high, really.
We have to make this movie.
Yeah. We really do. Jenny, incredible. Incredible prompt.
The thing that's crazy is I didn't think about it even a little bit.
It was really good.
Came out without any thoughts.
It's extremely the most Jenny thing.
Yes. I was like, somebody's got to do it.
A little horny, a little scary.
No, it was just, it was like,
stream of consciousness.
They call that, right?
Yeah.
What did you just say?
Inspirato.
Yeah, literally, I was like, oh, I got to do my scene. And I was like, well, you're on the side of the road and you're going into a house and it's horny and haunted. That's all I've got.
We are.
I'm picturing. And I simply did not think about it or second guess it even one time.
I'm picturing you like in the long, like Edwardian,
yes,
nightgown, yep, and scribbling, yep, scribbling,
yes, with a candelabra, yes, yes, of course,
and like someone, like, Salieri's there, and he's like, he's, yes, genius, let him work,
yeah, yeah, like, yeah, exactly, yeah,
just a conduit, don't straight to them. God,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, something spoke through
something
me, it wasn't actually me,
yeah, 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 all over. Really beautiful prompt.
Thank you so
and
much.
Again, much like I want to watch your movie, I would also like to watch your
I'm
movie.
So you know,
people aren't doing horny horror as much as they should. These
they're
days.
Not. I they're strongly trying. Agree.
Like they're trying.
Yeah, and right. Yeah, it doesn't you feel know? Natural. It's not like the no. old days no. where you'd get no. something where you're like, what?
Yeah.
What's going
I'm
on
like,
here?
It's okay to let me be a little confused
exactly.
about how I feel
Please.
About this.
Let me, yeah. let me yeah. feel weird. Yeah.
Let me figure out if I'm horny
I want it
or
to
I'm scared.
No. Exactly. I want it to be weird.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll figure it out.
I'm like so smart, actually.
Yeah.
Anya, let's hear it.
All right, I'm going to bring the mood down because apparently I went too violent with that.
I don't think so.
I think you're it's bringing
the 90s. No, again, violent. I will say, also just came out of me, I didn't think about it.
Yeah,
so
that's the way.
That's what's
that's
in there. That's what's in there.
Yeah.
I had just watched a Denzel Washington movie earlier in the week, so this is what I've got. In the climactic scene of this classic late 90s action flick, our tormented, flawed, with a heart of gold hero has the bad guys just where he wants them. He gives them one more chance to do the right thing. Confess, come clean. Whatever happens next, at least their conscience will be clear. But they refuse, putting up one last epic fight, giving our hero a run for his money. But of course, our hero prevails. He catches his breath, a nasty gash above his eye, oozing blood, lights a cigarette, and turns to walk straight towards the camera, just as the car behind him, with all the bad guys trapped inside, explodes in a fiery blaze while this song plays. Should I just do my own since
yeah,
I have
it? Yeah, do it.
Right,
oh, yes.
Oh. Oh.
It's a new life for me.
surface, feet upon the throne. Hold the rolling clouds, vacuum slow the bone. Bring your many days down forward before you wake alone. For one more glance, one more glance, one more glance at the death of romance. This graveyard, we will never walk the same. Sweet suffering comes at dawn, if we only could remain. It was dark before we got there, as we were going down there. For one more chance, one more chance, one more chance at the death of romance.
Well, let's take it off the path of 1, 2, 3. If you want to do it now, it comes to
songs Wowie. All.
Wow.
Really good
wow.
stuff. Wow. Four just, very different
we
movies.
We just watched four amazing movies.
Yeah. Yeah. All incredible.
Wait, we haven't watched the fourth one yet.
Oh, sorry.
No. I meant like we watched four of, yeah. the, of that movie. Because
yeah,
each
yeah.
one of our
four,
movies
each, was each one was really different. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A very different movie.
I'm real bad at math. Okay.
That's why we're in the arts, dude.
And that's why we're here.
Yeah.
We would be... not here.
Yeah, yeah precisely. Yeah.
We would be doing something very different.
Yeah.
We'd be teaching math, I guess.
Yeah.
Thank God we're not. Okay, we love those action movies, and we have one more movie for you tonight.
Yeah, so yeah. Kind of a... I like to pitch it as an Aaron Sorkin disaster.
Which
ooh,
honestly
yes.
should happen.
Maybe it's already happened.
I don't think it has.
Who's the other big guy?
Fincher?
No. Disaster movie.
Oh.
Roland
Emmerich.
Yeah,
Roland
it could be Roland Emmerich.
But it has the fast-talking Sorkin vibe.
Yeah. No, I'm here with you. Yeah. It's a joint between the two of them.
Yeah.
It's a joint.
Yeah.
It's a collab.
Much like this.
It's a crossover.
It's a crossover.
I'm always waiting for the next disaster movie, so I'm really excited about this.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The most famous on-air meteorologist in Buffalo is walking and talking through a crowded TV studio. It's bustling ahead of showtime. She confidently moves through the studio, trailed by a group of producers handling her notes, etc.
etc.
I want the cold fronts to move when I gesture, Joe. Last night we were a little late on the cues. A disheveled and bespectacled scientist who's been following her the whole time, trying to bring her attention to a stack of paper he's waving around. Finally, he seems to make up his mind to raise his voice to grab her attention. Okay, kid, you got my attention. This better be good. Her eyes scan the documents and become scared and serious. She hushes the other in the room. If this is true, the snowstorm developing here could be large enough to cover the entire world for 1,000 years. We're on in 2 minutes.
those movies I love by rapists and perverts.
Oh, we are live. We are live. We are live. Put those headphones back on, man.
I thought we were playing a Dark Throne song.
No, we were going straight to chatting.
Oh my god.
That's a good theme for a night.
Yeah,
maybe actually.
Next crossover we could do.
I mean, another.
Honestly, so funny.
Like a movie.
Movies by terrible people.
A movie about hot mics
and
things you're not supposed to hear.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah. Oh,
I thought movies and songs like, by really awful people that you still like.
Yeah, movies and songs by awful people, which is what I was talking about.
There honestly is so. It's such.
It's kind of hard to do the other way, right?
Yeah.
Movies
that are about like really good people.
A lot fewer songs by really good people.
Bad movies by good people.
I mean, I do think that there are like, kind of a lot of them.
You do two.
Wait, that's two themes for your show.
Yeah, we'll bad take movies by little softies.
Yeah, exactly. You guys can come.
We forgive you.
Yeah,
you guys can come on for that. We forgive you. We forgive you part one.
Yeah.
And it's good movies by bad people. Yeah. We forgive you part two. It's bad movies by good people.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is.
What a fun hour we just had. We watched 16 movies-ish.
It went by too fast, in my opinion. Yeah.
I could do this for the rest of my life.
Literally,
I could too.
Same.
I could
like we're too. Just getting warmed up.
Yeah, and I'm like, next hour, one more hour. Why not?
Yeah, we're good.
We should go around and do a pitch right from the dome.
Oh, no.
Right now.
Oh,
my. Another one for next time.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
We don't have to do that.
No,
I did think about
yes, Sam.
The faces in this room were just like.
Yeah, we all like scripts. We like to be ready.
Yeah.
It was so hard to not, or at least like, I immediately thought of like, multiple tiny bits of like fun like stereotypical scenes and then like which direction do I go in to make a fun music prompt was like
it was so good.
You set the tone.
What brought me to that, but
Amanda, you were
about
brave
all the
in,
other
in,
options
in submitting first.
Yeah, for real.
And set the bar really high.
Exactly.
And then we're like,
oh god,
I want us to all have little scripts to read.
Yeah, it was really nice.
All of them right there.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, truly.
Oh, right, exactly.
I
saw the whole movie.
Yeah, perfect.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I want to say one thing really quick, which is that if you're listening to this right now and you are within driving distance of the Half Moon.
Yes.
That's right.
You should go there at.
Give me a little time to get there.
Like, yeah. Like, give Peter about an hour. And you're going to see Peter's band Grocery Store play the craziest rock and roll you've ever seen in your life. Is what I've heard.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
Standard.
It's regular.
I've seen them live.
Really good.
Yeah.
I saw them once.
And I heard they're great.
Melted my mind.
And incredible. Another WGXC programmer, Iggy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is also
so true. Yeah.
Former WGXC programmer, DJ Guy.
Oh, yeah. DJ former. Guy. I don't even know who that is. Is Rebecca in this band?
No.
No.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I just assumed. Sorry, I just assumed.
Right. Not.
This small town is like always needing the hometown rock and roll band.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a hole in our little heart.
Yeah.
That's
real.
Always there.
Is that why it's called Grocery Store? Because we also need one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whoa.
We're like the rolling,
yeah, wow.
We're like
making
the rolling
connections.
I'm sorry.
Moving away gives you like a better vision.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Do you what's not, your grocery store?
No. No.
Whoa.
We don't have one either. It's really bad.
Okay.
I was
sorry.
Like,
whoa,
we
wow.
Get all
strong.
Let's
strong reaction.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I just want to be clear.
I thought it was really insightful, but.
I thought it was like a political message he was
true.
Doing.
It's
but
true.
What I want to say is, for
like,
the record,
is fine.
All of us can only afford to live in food deserts.
No, it's true.
To be
it's
clear, true. Everyone on mic no, and off mic right now can only
afford. Not I. I do great.
Good thing you're off mic so no one can really hear you. Back up.
People love that vibe.
We're fighting in the last 2 minutes of the show. The show was so
nice. It was so harmonious.
I just can't wait to see your band. And is there, anyone have anything else they'd like to plug? And that is me doing some industry talk right there.
Wow.
What's the next Dimple Lights?
Tuesday.
Just coming Tuesday.
What's the theme?
Latelys.
Nothing. Yeah, we
haven't been hanging out lately, so we're like, let's catch up
we
on the radio for an hour.
We had to skip the last one because of prior engagements.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're just going to be catching up on what we've been watching lately, which is
lot. You guys have an excellent
just Halloween.
Show.
Thank you.
That's really nice.
It's a great show.
I'm really excited.
You guys also have a great show. I like it is so exciting to me when I happen to be driving home on a Wednesday and I hit
and you catch it.
It's so nice.
And that's the power of community radio. And we just
so
want to remind
true.
You to go to WGXC.org/donate.
So true.
Because
King.
This is it brings people together.
Yeah.
Here we are.
It does.
Yeah.
This is like the most important night of my life.
Yeah,
in
for
recent
real.
Memory.
I'm having
I
so much
we
fun.
We should offer that if someone were to donate $25,000 to WGXC, we should take five of, we'll take five of it and produce a prompt of their choosing.
Yeah, easy. Yes.
No, no problem. Make the movie?
Yeah. We'll
I would be, oh, write the full, yeah. the full yeah, length like movie script.
I would be so pleased.
Okay, 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so if you like what you heard tonight, that just donate 25,000.
20 goes to the station, yep,
five goes to us to make the script.
Yeah.
If you like what you heard tonight, donate $25,000 to WGXC and we'll write a movie script of your choosing. For $5,000,
we'll make your
money.
Dreams come true. Yeah,
that's exactly correct.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
and,
what I said.
Yeah. And on that note,
and we all agreed to.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, we will.
But we love to do really nice incentives for donating, and no one ever takes us up on it. Yeah. But maybe next time.
Yeah.
Okay, we are signing off in 12 seconds. I always hate getting cut off.
I know.
On
I know.
I love you guys. We love you.